Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, very important broadcast lined up for you today on this 16th day of May 2008. Live for the next 4 hours, Aaron Zellman, head of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, will be joining us to talk about all of the massive gun control attacks at the state, local, federal level that are taking place. And to go back to the historic example of citizens standing up to tyranny, and that was the Battle of Athens, that happened when a bunch of World War II vets got tired of a boss hog type police department in Tennessee and took over. Sully Costello will be popping in, former DEA agent, former, of course, sheriff's deputy, before that, Army sniper in Vietnam, highly decorated. He'll be joining us to talk about the Houston Chronicle's headline that U.S.-trained Mexican troops are attacking the U.S. Now, Sully told you this 3 years ago here on air, and he said federal prosecutors tell him to his face, we're going to get you for this, and they did set him up, and he is facing prison time. But we wrote articles at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net. I looked it up last night. 3 years ago, 3 years ago, Sully Costello told you this on air. He told you on this show 4 years ago they were using Latin American death squads, tens of thousands of them in Iraq, to carry out extermination ops against Iraqis. The army that will take you to FEMA camps, that will break you and your family up, is going to be largely Latin American. Now, it's in the Houston Chronicle yesterday. I saw it last night. My mouth just hung open that, oh, yeah, the U.S. trained these people. But they're claiming, oh, they got away from them. When you hear about Bush wanting to give $146 billion to the, quote, Mexican government to fight drugs and terror, that means to expand the cadres. So that's the hitman they use. And they're broken up in sectors. They got Mexican hit teams from Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, right down into Texas. That's the main operation zone. And Mexican troops are not just killing other drug dealers that don't pay the cut into the government, into the U.S. government, into the CIA. They're now killing political dissidents, newspaper reporters, and others. By the way, I was driving into work and saw Nortino 1490, New Austin Station, and it said the station of the race in Spanish. Googled that 10 minutes ago when I got into the office, so I get ready at my home for the show. And it turned out there's Nortinos all over Texas. And went to their sub website, and it is the mission of the Raza to dominate El Norte and take over the North. So command ops under control of the globalist, just mechanized forces. The mindless idiot public sucking their thumbs, having no idea what's going on as the plan of San Diego continues and expands its operational directives. You just can't explain this to the thumb-sucking yuppies that know it all, though. So we'll be going over that for you as well. The radio stations around here are named The Invader, Nortino, and Raza. They've got stations just called Raza. That's in the extra 18-minute mini-film that's on Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Everyone needs to see that 18-minute film where you have the plan of San Diego to kill all white males, 16 and older, to re-educate all other whites and blacks. And I have to read it on Vance. I have to. And I'm bad and evil because I don't want to die and have my son murdered. So this is our country. This is what we are. This is who we are. And you fight back against Los Zetas, CIA commandos, it's over for you. They love their Latin death squads. God, they love them. They love them so much. It's just sick. This is us turning into a third world country. Our police behave just like Mexican police now. Guatemalan police, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. And our journey into bondage is just beginning. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later in the hour, I'm going to do a mini report on Nortino, a new chain of radio stations that openly proclaim the station of the race. And it's all about the race and all about Gringo and how wicked Gringo is and how wonderful the illegal aliens are. And it's all financed by the U.S. government. All financed, all bankrolled, all controlled to balkanize, get us at each other's throats. And the U.S. government funds and finances tens of billions a year, now to be 147 or 146, you can pull the numbers up, billion a year to, quote, fight drugs and terror. And that means huge death squads being turned loose on you. Shelly Costello, of course, talked about this here 3 years ago. We wrote articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on it. And now here it is in the Houston Chronicle yesterday. U.S. trained forces reportedly helping Mexican cartels, rocket attacks, truck bombings, mass kidnappings, hundreds dead. And it's kept very quiet. It's in a few Texas papers. Absolute bedlam. And they've now taken to running hit teams, killing reporters inside the U.S. And the U.S. government will come after you if you in any way try to fight back against their terror teams. So you want to live as a third world scum? You want to live and be humiliated and shoved around and taught how to be a slave? You're going to. The Iraqis have already gotten more than 10,000 former death squad members recruited by Negroponte and others. Shelley told us that. 4 years ago, only a year into the Iraq war, he said, yeah, I know a lot of these contacts in Latin America, and he was also reading it in Spanish out of the papers in Central America, and he said there are huge death squads being sent in, and then later, years later, it was in the news, mainstream news, in England and the U.S. I mean, they just ship them in, they go get the families, they line them up, they blow their heads off, they rock and roll, and they're going to rock and roll here, ladies and gentlemen. Because they've grown up in a society where you enslave the people, shove them around, where the people bow down to badges and guns and uniforms and know it's all about more details and the little bite, the little corruption, with smiling, pot-bellied, corrupt thugs running around with submachine guns, absolute enslavement, 1% owning everything, the rest living with huge open sewers. I mean, that's how we are. That's what we are now. Oh, it's so good. So it makes me sick, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely makes me want to vomit. By 1998, 7 Texas towns already flew the Mexican flag over their courthouses. English not allowed in court. Los Zetas running everything. El Cenizo was the first town to do it more than 14 years ago. Finally heard about that on Lou Dobbs last year, but it was a total whitewash. I first learned about it in the San Antonio newspaper, San Antonio Express News. And they just came right out with a 10-part series in 98. Mr. Gonzalez wrote it, and he was horrified by it as an American citizen and a veteran, a patriot, who I really feel sorry for are Hispanic Americans. Wonderful, patriotic, hard-working, salt-of-the-earth people. And they are just horrified. They were the first to tell me when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, every summer for a week, my parents would send me from Dallas to San Antonio, and my aunt and uncle lived down there to hang out with my cousins, Buckley and Verna and Hester and Peter. And I'd go down there, and it was 90%, you know, Hispanic in middle-class neighborhood where they live. It was mainly, you know, veterans' families, officers' families. And I thought it was some type of race test or something because I've been taught to be a little liberal chicken neck and feel guilty for being white. I mean, not overtly by my parents, but, you know, by the schools and a little bit by family. And so I, you know, contrary to not liking Mexicans, I thought I was bad because I was white. And they'd say, you know about these, they call them wetbacks, you know they hate America and want to kill you, right? And I'd say, no. And they'd say, yeah, you know they want to take down the country and that they're going to drive down the wages and they're bad. And I'd be, you know, eating dinner with their parents and they'd say stuff to me like this. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? And they, you know, they'd say, you don't know? Because, see, they speak Spanish. They speak Spanish and they did know. They were around it. They saw it. Just like it was some UT professor who was Hispanic. I've seen him at a few events, and another white guy told me 3 years ago at a Mexican Independence Day rally, this Hispanic guy goes, Alex, you know what those green shirts say, don't you? And I said, I mean, I didn't know one-tenth of what I knew 3 years ago that I know now. It all started when he said, you know what those shirts they're all wearing, those green shirts mean? And I looked over, and the guys looked like something out of a you know, comic book of the, you know, quote, classical Mexican rebel, you know, with the big mustache and the black slick back hair. And, you know, I mean, looked like should be in movies. I mean, it was, you know, handsome guys. I'm not saying they were bad or anything, but they looked like bad guys out of a movie. And they were looking at me smiling, going, yeah, gringo. And I'm going, why? What does the shirt say? And it says Plan of San Diego. And it says implement the Plan of San Diego. And he said, Google it. So I got home and I Googled University of Texas at Austin, University of Mexico at Mexico City. It was all the history of the plan to kill whites 16 and older and the plan to round up all whites and kill us. And, my God, I was like, no one knows? And they were like, no, no one knows. And so now you tune into Mexican radio and it'll be, the Plan of San Diego will be implemented. You know, and they even say it in English. The head of Chicano Studies says it up in UT Arlington. We've played the tapes here about, we're going to implement the Plan of San Diego on the gringo, the dirty pilgrim that came to hurt our Chicano nation. When you are part dirty gringo, you're natives to North America and Mesoamerica, southern North America. I mean, you're a dirty gringo, too. I mean, I don't dislike the Native American in you. I've got a little bit of Native American in me. I'm proud of my little bit of Native American heritage I have. I mean, I'd be happy to have more. So, I mean, you're dirty gringo, too. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of this incredible, insane hoax that the average person doesn't know that These radio stations. My wife speaks Spanish, and I'll be driving on a road trip, and I'll say, I want you to listen to this for 10 minutes. And she'll go, no, no, I don't want to hear it. And she'll tune in, and she'll go, yeah, they're saying race stuff. She'll say, look at that restaurant. It says, you know, the race is going to take over right there. She'll go, look at that Mexican grocery store. It says it right there. And I'd tell her about this just with the little I knew, like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And she was like, oh, no, Alex, don't be, you know, don't be racist. And, you know, she knows about the New World Order, but she's still, you know, thinking, you know, kind of mainstream. And then now she's like, oh, my God, we're in trouble. Look, it says they're going to kill us right there on that. Oh, my God, look at that. You know, because she lived, once you know a romantic language, you know them all. She lived, I don't know, 6 years in Rome, 3 years in France, 4 years in Madrid in Spain. So she speaks it fluently. She speaks, they say, Castilian, and people hear it, it's like the correct, chopped off, you know. She can hardly understand sometimes the version we've got up here in the border area, which is kind of mixed with English and other stuff. But, I mean, it freaks you out when there's transmitters everywhere going, the takeover will be soon, prepare ourselves to deal with the devil gringo. They are the scum of earth and filth, racist trash, need to be immediately. I mean, and it's like, you know, huge La Raza meetings with tens of thousands going, we will soon implement the plan of San Diego in English. I'm like, murder me? Why? You know, and it's like, how dare you say you don't want to be murdered? How dare you, you racist pig, white piece of trash, you and your Mayata Blackbird friends. And then you hear about the, quote, riots in L.A., and you hear about the, quote, you know, SWAT teams and riot gear had to be called out this week and last week and the week before when black groups were, and Mexican groups and Latin were fighting. Then you actually read the newspaper details. It's, you'll have 10 to 1, you know, the Latins attacking the blacks, and they have public MS-13 proclamations about you must kill a Mayata every day, you know, per city, and the blacks are just being shot and killed everywhere, and if they fight back, they're bad. I mean, this is insane. This is, I mean, you know, the white birds and the black birds are to be killed. And the Mexican culture is very racist towards Indians, too. I mean, it's on mainstream TV. They call the Indians the dirty, retarded children in Spanish. That's the translation. In fact, you know what? I think I'm going to do a special. I'm going to dig up clips of these radio stations and shows and websites, and I think I'm going to string them all together and then have them translated for you so everybody can hear it. I don't have the staff. I don't have the people. I don't have the infrastructure to do it. That's why I was thinking about how we spend $15,000 a month on internet. We spend about $15,000 a month on radio, shortwave, and things like that. We spend, then I pay my employees, and there's a tiny amount. And then I've taken that tiny amount that's left over and tried to put it in an account so we could run a few months if money stopped flowing ever. No, I think ahead. I try to prepare. I try to, and I want to expand and do a bunch of other stuff, but we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have the Fortune 500 to a man, you know, donating huge amounts of money to put up radio stations that say the race or the Northern Takeover or the Rebellion or the Rebels, the Race Rebels, or the Race or the Holy Race or the God Race. You know, how do you say cosmic in Spanish? It'll say Cosmic Raza. I mean, they have city council proclamations that they're the God race here in Austin. I have that on video. I mean, I'm freaked out, folks, and I'm not going to play along with this cover-up anymore. And then I hate having to talk about it and hurt the feelings of good Hispanics and good Americans and people who are freaked out about this. But I cannot go along with this anymore. I cannot play along with this anymore. And it's that we want to fight and so much more we want to do, but we need your help. There's a couple of ways to donate. Go to InfoWars.com, buy 5, 10, 15, 20 DVDs if you've got the capital. I know things are tough. Buy the books and the videos and the materials we carry that others have made. That way you're supporting them as well because we buy it from them. But, you know, 60% off or so on average. Help us. I mean, we need your help. We need your support. Support our sponsors. Support our AM&FM affiliates. If you want to write me a check, that's fine. If you say on the check 100% goes to the effort, 100% will go to it. Okay? Because then I'll put it in a separate account where 100% goes. If not, it goes in a general fund. And about, used to be about 10% went to support me and my family. Now it's about 5% because things have grown. I need your support. I need the fuel to drive the engine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the builders of the Twin Towers taken down in the 9-1-1 episode said that the steel would not melt unless there was a sustained temperature of 3,000 degrees? The immediate impact created temperatures of 2,000 degrees for about 15 to 20 seconds, not long enough to even begin the melting process. The fire continued at about 1,100 degrees. Fire could not have been the cause for the Twin Towers to collapse. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
We Are Change. Anthony Yasha had a chance to talk to Jesse Ventura yesterday in Minnesota. He is with We Are Change. He's also is in affiliate relations for the GCN Radio Network in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And they went out and talked to Jesse, and I guess we'll go ahead and tell you now. He is on the show next week. We have another big guest, too. But he's coming back on for a second time, and he said, yeah, I'm with We Are Change, InfoWars, and GCN. He goes, oh, I'm on that show next week. Ventura volunteered that he'll be on next week, so we're going to go ahead and put that video out in the next day or so, as soon as Anthony can get that up. So Anthony will be popping in about 15 minutes to give us an update on exactly what Ventura said. He wouldn't talk to the rest of the mainstream media, but he would talk to We Are Change. Kind of interesting. And then they're going to be meeting with him today. He said he'd talk to him further. So Anthony was asking me what we ought to ask Ventura, and I'm trying to think here. Let's go ahead and get into this. This is, now these stations are all over Texas, San Antonio, Austin, you name it. I just, driving into work, I saw a van that said the station of the race, for the race, and it's got a big Aztec calendar on it, with, you know, with the devil god sticking its tongue out, and it's just real fun. And so a nice station to add to the other local station called The Invader. But this station is Nortino, which I guess I'm told translates into the land of the Latinos, the Northern Latino Empire, the racial kingdom. Of course, the city council did have a master race proclamation. We have it on video. It said that they are not just the master race, they are a cosmic, and then said it in Spanish, meaning of the God race. So I, but actually, according to what they put out in this liberation theology, I am a God then, because we've got Comanche and Cherokee on both, several sides of my dad's family. And so I guess I am part of the God, but I look too gringo, so I'll have to be killed. Let's go ahead under the plan. Let's go ahead and play that.
Los éxitos de la raza, exclusivamente aquí, Norteño 1490, la estación de la raza.
Yep. Arriba, yikia, kill the gringo. It is for a race and not you. Everything for the race, for those outside the race, nothing. That is our motto. Die, gringo. Die, die, white pig. Die, my otter. Kill you every day. Okay. Now, here's a local TV station reporting on how wonderful it is and how they're fighting for the wonderful illegal aliens that will bring us the Raza. Here it is.
100,000 listeners tune in daily, many of them Mexican immigrants, legally and illegally in the United States. According to its research, they have helped make KSAH 720 the top AM station in this market. Jason DeLeon reports it's reaching a huge Spanish-speaking audience, not to mention their spending power.
La Hora de los Trabajos, el show del hermano Albert.
Alberto Alegre's job from 7 to 8 a.m. daily, find workers and jobs for listeners of Norteño 720.
Necesita soldador, welder for metal buildings.
Un troquero con licencia A.
Ándale, troquero con licencia A.
Licensed truckers and a housekeeper.
In Utah. Can you believe how many job offers come through here?
The job offers and phone numbers that are broadcast fill Alberto Alegre's spiral notebook.
That's it. Over 100 jobs, bro. Take that to the bank.
That's why he says major advertisers also listen to La Estación de la Raza.
A lot of advertisers wanted to know, where are these undocumented, unregistered people? Well, they're somewhere. They work, they listen to the radio.
Yeah, Alegre says his show is a public service for everyone.
This is how Radio Norteño reaches its listeners, by going to them.
Stop right there. It's for everyone in the race, but for those outside the race, nothing. You imagine a number one radio station in San Antonio for white people saying for the race, and then calling in, you know, oh, you're an illegal alien, let's get you a job, while the wages implode, the economy falls apart. Just literally like strip mining. They do that with high-powered water jets. That's what that station is, just water jetting the country as the walls collapse down. And it's, but big gringo companies, they help bring down America. It's so much fun because you've got all the big bankers behind you. And you are on the winning team. There's no doubt about it. The country is going down, and the cops are told don't arrest you for DWI or no ID. Now that Austin cops tell me, it's been on the news. Sheriffs have complained. I mean, I'm a slave. I'm scum. I'm lucky I've not been killed yet. I am a piece of trash gringo filth. And it's good that I'm outside the race. I get nothing. Hail the Raza. Hail the Raza. Hail your plan with the German government in 1918 to attack the U.S. I'm bad because I'm against Hitler.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Police fire!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department, get home!
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Imagine you're at a rally. There's people chanting up with Mexico, down with the U.S. They're wearing green shirts, saying they want to kill all whites, 16 and older. And the media's there going, sweet families came out today to love America and celebrate their Hispanic heritage. Who could be against that? Got the Irish Day Parade, got the Martin Luther King Day stuff. I mean, that's great. But it's not that. It's that I'm going to be murdered, racially murdered, and then all the money's behind it, and I've got to look at vans driving around that say the station of the race, and then, oh, we're going to do a public service announcement for our people, and we're going to get them all jobs, and that's what this is all about. And folks, it's more than that. If you're a cook in Southern California, and there's been newscasts about this, they tell you, they'll walk off. They go, we're not going to work with a gringo or a Miata. Only our people. And so it's all Hispanic cooks, Latin American, mainly Mexican. They're also mean to other Latin Americans. That's the dominant group. You know, it's up against our border. A hostile, America-hating country that's lost two wars with us and a bunch of other skirmishes. Poor people, totally enslaved by their government, who do want jobs, they get up here. Instead of being brought into the melting pot, it would still be bad for the economy overall, but later might be okay. Instead, it's just, ha-ha, we're going to get the gringos. It's race, race, race. And the corporate media, the government, they all know this. Meanwhile, our government gives $10-plus billion a year. Now they want to give $140-plus billion a year. U.S.-trained forces reportedly helping Mexican cartels. As many as 200 U.S.-trained Mexican security personnel have defected to the drug cartels. Defected. The government is the drug cartels. To carry out killings of both sides of the border, as far north as Dallas, Representative Ted Poe, Republican of Humboldt, told Congress on Wednesday, get him on, get him on, get him on. We told you this 3 years ago when it was in no newspaper. Sally Castillo, who lives on the border, he lives in South Texas, and he came and he told you on air, folks, and it's a lot more than 200, and it goes on. But it says, oh, they switched sides. They didn't switch sides. The U.S. government, the drug cartels, the CIA, the Mexican government are teamed up waging war on cartels they don't control that, according to most of the estimates I've seen, are about 20% of the market. Because if the CIA could knock out 20% of that market, it could be like De Beers with the diamond monopoly, and then they could charge you even more. Now, this is their phony drug war. So they can jack up the prices and make bigger profits. Now, I'm against the drug war, but knocking out these cartels is even worse. It's going to increase narcotics prices, and then there's going to be more home invasions, more robberies, as the price goes up and the drug heads have got to have it. Thanks a lot, cops. And now they're going to run around as you tighten down on the drugs. They're going to run around and break in more homes for the so you can make a bigger profit. It's disgusting. Your business model makes me sick. And everybody knows the government brings the drugs in, and I can't believe we have to sit here and play along with this hoax. I'm freaking out. And it's horrible for the poor Mexicans. I mean, down on all the major border towns, and I've had family that's been down there, and I mean, it's boarded up windows, shut down 20-story hotels. I mean, it was nice down there. And now it is a hell pit, and everything's boarded up on both sides of the border. People don't come out at night. If you're driving down, you know, in any type of nice car, everybody runs in fear. I mean, there's rocket attacks, murders, newspapers getting blown up every month. I mean, folks, it is Vietnam war zone, okay? I mean, you remember I told you this 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you couldn't believe it. Now that's the headlines. I mean, it is, the State Department says it's more dangerous on the Texas border on both sides than it is in the West Bank. Statistically, you got a better chance of being killed. 860-something people, you can go pull the number up, died in 2006 alone. That's the last time we got numbers. I haven't seen them since. 300 and something were on our side going back from memory. The rest were right. I mean, it is unbelievable. I just read to you the Houston Chronicle with congressional testimony that they're running hits. And the drug money's flowing. Who do you think's involved with these radio stations and TV stations? I mean, this is sick. And the government just loves it. Our government is so evil and so diabolical and so out of control, it just is unbelievable. Finish up with the local San Antonio newscast as we analyze the propaganda here. How sweet it is. Oh, the station's called The Race. Notice the English-speaking TV won't tell you that. It's a sweet little station. Oh, it's helping the illegals. But they serve everyone in the race. Go ahead and play it.
They work. They listen to the radio.
Yeah, Alegre says his show is a public service for everyone.
This is how Radio Norteño reaches its listeners, by going to them.
Some of its loyal listeners recently came straight from their job site. He says Radio Norteño opens the door to more jobs, and he says he frequents their advertisers who make him feel welcomed.
I think they should be helped, because without them, we wouldn't have everything that we have now in the United States.
And that's it. That's going to wrap it up for La Hora de los Trabajos.
Jesse Degollado, KSAT 12 News.
Now, here in Austin, the top local brown berets have been caught in every form of thing you can imagine. They've been caught, these are people involved in city council, you name it, where they'll beat somebody half to death and the police come, and it's because they're running coyote operations, shipping the illegals in. You have to understand, these groups also sit on top the poor Mexican slaves. And that's what it's about, is they then pimp them out to the gringo-owned companies, basically as slave labor. See, if you made all the Mexicans stay in Mexico, there'd be a rebellion. They take over, and you have a good chance of a good government. With triple the resources on average that the U.S. has, more billionaires than the U.S. has. The richest man in the world is now a Mexican. Because they know how to have their slaves work. And now they fired their slaves up and got them all mad at the United States, but the globalists are the ones getting rid of the U.S., and they're going to use them as the knife to slit our throat. But when they're done with you, knife, they're going to drop you into a drain. Just, oh, bye-bye, knife. You think that government and the media covers up? You're running around saying, kill the gringo, and everything for the race, those outside the race, nothing. You think the gringo government likes you? You think the, have you seen your government? You ever been to your Congress? I've watched film footage of it. A bunch of 6'5" white guys named Schmidt and Crump and Fox and everything else. While they laugh at you. Oh, it's so sick. It's so sick. Let me tell the gringos and Hispanic Americans and blacks and everybody else what you do. You don't hire illegal aliens. You find a crew that's got American, Hispanics, whites, blacks, and you stop going to Mexican food restaurants, and they got Raza on the wall. It's a big joke that they don't like gringo when you come in and buy the food. Just boycott it, folks. You got to fight for this country or it's over. You got to fight with everything you've got. And if people don't like you, if gringos aren't welcome, fine, fine. I mean, it's a sick joke, folks, that stupid gringos patronize. You know what? I ought to do a report on it. 300 yards from me is a big Mexican food restaurant that's got on the walls outside guys in black ski masks. And this is before I knew 5-6 years ago. And I'd be in there and people are like, you know what that says in Spanish on the wall? And it turns out it's this big rebel operation. There's a rebel bookstore down the street from it. And it turns out the owner runs out screaming, if anybody even halfway parks on his property, he comes running out screaming with baseball bats and screaming, I'm going to get you, gringo. I mean, he hates white people so much, but then he lets the dumb cattle come in and buy the food. It's perfect because it's another language. And the stupid, degenerate, chicken-necked, cowardly, scumbag whites do not know what's going on. Oh, man. Not me. You know what? I'm not going to be a schmuck anymore, folks. I'm not going to go along and buy into it. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. You know, I like Jesse Ventura. Is Anthony standing by? Okay. I'm not bashing Jesse Ventura. You know, he's saying he believes the government staged the attacks in 9/11. He's saying he believes they may stage more attacks as a pretext for control. He's saying we're total tyranny, and I agree with him on some issues, disagree on others, but he gets up on TV and says, hey, I live in Mexico half the year, and, you know, I'm not scared of the little brown people, and blah, 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 and all this. Well, that's because you don't speak Spanish, Jesse. I'm in the same way. I could care less if there's 90% Mexicans around me. I like Mexican food, beer, culture, all of it. Okay, I don't dislike them. They dislike us, Jesse. Understand, comprende? And I'm not going to play along like it's not going on anymore. They got the problem. I don't call my radio show the White Race Show. I don't say for white people everything, for those outside the whites nothing. I'm not telling whites to go out and shoot blacks and Mexicans like the Mexican groups are. I'm not the head of Chicano studies or the head of white studies. You know, the head of white studies saying we need to kill all the Mexicans. I've had enough of it. So speaking of Ventura, I'm going to bring that up to him when he's on next Tuesday. But we got another big guest lined up too next week. That's a surprise guest. But speaking of Jesse Ventura, that's why I brought that up. Anthony works for We Are Change. Well, because he's not paid. But then he called. We talked to him. We got him a job in affiliate relations at Genesis because he lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's doing a great job getting us more AM and FM stations. And so he's now part of the Genesis family. And yesterday, a couple weeks ago, he said, hey, Jesse's coming for a book signing. Should we go to that? And I said, well, don't bug him too much. But I said, yeah, if you want to, for We Are Change, do what you want. Go ask him a question about, does he think the government may stage another attack as a pretext for control? Now, he was there bashing the media. He said, no questions from the media. But then when he heard that we were from We Are Change at InfoWars, he said, oh, I'm on that show next week. And he did answer some questions. And he said, today, in this other forum where they're going to be, he's going to take more questions. So I wanted to bring Anthony up. What else did Jesse say? What else was he saying yesterday?
Hey, Alex.
Don't be timid. Come on, turn his audio up. Come on, Anthony. Don't be nervous. You're on the air. Go ahead.
No, we actually got to ask him, too, what kind of response he had received since he came out about 9/11, and he basically saying that he's been getting demonized everywhere he goes just for simply asking questions, and that it's the right of Americans to ask questions, and you still got 70% of the family members with unanswered questions, and they deserve answers.
Anything else you'd like to report to people? You got to get right up on that microphone, Anthony.
Well, like you said, mentioned it too, that he didn't want to go into it because he didn't want to give away his book, but that he did feel that we anything is possible and that they could easily attack us again to bring us into martial law anytime.
Oh, he did say he thought they'd do that.
Yeah.
Have you heard he's announced he may run for Senate in Minnesota?
Yeah, he was talking about that last night, and that would probably be the best alternative to either Norm Coleman or Al Franken, because...
Oh, certainly. Now, to be clear, though, he also knows state's politics, being his former governor. I'm going to support him. To be clear, though, he wouldn't talk to the rest of the media, but he did talk to you.
Yeah, he shunned them very, very publicly and made them look very foolish. And I mean, they just pretty much attacked him when he was governor about things that weren't even important, really, when he did a trade mission to China and came back, and they'd rather cover some gossip story than actually cover news of what our governor's doing.
Absolutely, Anthony. Now, let's go back for a minute here. Specifically, you just said, I'm from InfoWars and We Are Change, and he said, oh, I'm on that show next week.
Yep, and what's your question, sir?
Well, that's good. That's exciting. Well, I'm flattered that he's... they told me at the publisher that he's really excited and wants to come back on, so we're really happy to have him back on. Anything else you want to add, Anthony?
It's really good to see him because, like, one of our other members, Terrence, got, he was the one that asked him basically what kind of response did he receive. And it was about 4 minutes of people still standing in line waiting to get books signed. And he was signing other people's books while he was still talking to Terrence about pretty much the close to free fall speed of the building's collapse. And it was really good to see him.
How fast can you get that encoded and up on YouTube?
Hopefully by the end of the workday here.
Okay, well, good job. Anything else he said we should know about?
I think he needs the support, is what it's seeming like, because he's seeming like he really wants to come out, but he still kind of wants to be able to go back to Baja and maybe surf if he could. I think he needs the support, though.
Well, we do support him. Of course, the corporate whore media is going to attack him and demonize him and twist what he said. But that's what they always do, and that's why they're losing their entire market share. It's why everybody's tuning out. We have a traitor government, and that's the end of it. Anthony, where is he going to be speaking today?
He will be at the Maple Grove Barnes & Nobles at 7 o'clock in Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Okay, and he told you he was going to talk to you more there today.
Yep.
Specifically, what happened there with that? Because I want to know the specifics, because I want to talk to you before you go about some questions.
I told him that we had some stuff for him, and they said, definitely meet up with me tomorrow. And like I said, we just didn't want to be in his hair and linger. And
yeah, don't be in his hair today. Just think. I'll think of another good question, or you think of some. Just ask him the question and give him the stuff. Tell him Alex Jones says, thank you, and here's some films. We'll talk to you next week. Here's Alex's newest film.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you and the great job you've done, Anthony.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. There goes Anthony. All right. I got a lot of other news I want to cover. We got Aaron Zellman coming up at 1 o'clock. That's in about an hour and 10 minutes. And then we've got Celica Stillo coming on to talk about how the murder gangs work for the U.S. government. He told you 3 years ago on this show, we wrote articles about it, proving we said it, that U.S.-trained forces are reportedly helping Mexican cartels. And then it goes into how they're murdering people in the U.S. Okay, but the big news here is they work for the globalists, okay? So that's going to be in the fourth hour today with Celica Stillo, a great American patriot who we are supporting. And again, I want to say that it's very painful that I have to come out on air. I don't like to attack different religious groups. I don't like to point out racial things that are happening. I want to get along. And I try to ignore things until they're just too big and too important, and it's just too much. to have vans driving around saying the station of the race or the rebel station or the takeover station or the station of the Northern Empire of the race, and then to have all of it, you know, to spearhead illegal activity and to get illegal aliens jobs. It's disgusting. Our country is falling apart. There's 6 billion people want to come here. 6 billion. Mexico's doubling its population every 30 years. They're like 130 million. They were 50 million just 20 years ago. And they're all taught to hate America. Now, does that mean all of them buy into it? No, but a lot of them do. Remember about a month after 9/11, they had the big World Cup stuff in Mexico City, and they were all chanting, Usama, Usama, go Usama, while they were playing the U.S. I mean, it's loving the towers being blown up. That was mainstream news that happened. Now, of course, that was a fraud. It wasn't really Bin Laden. It was our own criminals. The same ones opening the door for you. The same ones energizing your Raza. You're not going to get anything in the end. But sterilization shots from the New World Order and cancer injections. I'm your friend. I'm against the Planned Parenthoods in your neighborhoods telling you that your liberal, you know, Chicano Raza leaders are for. You're being controlled like the dumb gringos.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Some of its loyal listeners recently came straight from their job site. He says Radio Norteño opens the door to more jobs, and he says he frequents their advertisers who make him feel welcomed.
I think they should be helped because without them, we wouldn't have everything that we have now in the United States.
And that's it. That's going to wrap it up for now.
30 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. You can get lined up now if you want. I want to hear from first-time callers today. First-time callers, tell us or go to the head of the line. Only thing that can trump that is somebody that disagrees. There's a rare trump. They're calling from McMurtle Weather Station in Antarctica. We've really gotten calls from there. Then, or if you're calling from a cruise ship or something, we might trump and take it to the head of the line when you're paying $2 a minute or something. 1-800-259-9231. If you call me from the space station, we never have one of those calls. If one of the astronauts calls, we'll put them to the head of the line, too. 1-800-259-9231. The globalists plan to play the brainwashed La Reconquistas that they're bringing into the country against what's left of the middle class in this nation, because their real enemy isn't what color you are, but ever being able to be independent of them. And so it's more divide and conquer, more of the great game. The British play, you know, the three different factions in Iraq off against each other. And so I beg any La Reconquista people listening, or anybody who can speak Spanish and people in the Hispanic community, I know we have a huge Hispanic listening audience, to reach out to these poor folks. You know, I go out and bullhorn the Klan, and I've been out and I've bullhorned La Raza. But the Klan isn't a protected group. The La Razas are. And I, for one, have had enough of it. And I thought it was just in the border and the central areas of Mexico. A few years ago, I went on a family vacation. We went down to southern Mexico, down to Costa Maya, to do some snorkeling and stuff. And we drove into the interior to see some pyramids. And I'd have my wife at these little shacks and places where you buy chips and water, or the little gift shops there by the pyramids. Hey, have you heard about the La Reconquista? What do you think of that? And it's like, yes, we're going to get you. We're taking over. And then they'll just laugh at you. And it's like, and some of them got downright hateful. They'd be acting real friendly. Give me the money, gringo. Come on. And then as soon as you said, hey, you know, I'd have my wife say, hey, what's the, or I'd say, hey, do you know about La Reconquista? And they'd say, yes, yes, we're taking over. You're going to, and they get real serious. You're about to get it. And I mean, I'm going to respond to a plan of San Diego to kill me. I mean, I can't. The plan of San Diego is going well against the blacks in L.A. right now. They're what, killing a black guy every day or so. And, I mean, this is big. This is the big issue. This is huge. 1-800-259-9231. Massive news blitz. Massive news blitz in T-minus 70 seconds. I'm going to cover it all. The news of today, and I'm even going to try to get back into some of the news of yesterday. We'll see if I can control myself and not get sidetracked belaboring on one article or the other. Infowars.com is the attack coordinates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.